Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter.
which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Self-score and social score. This is huge. I would say this is probably the biggest part of my personal development. The thing that I love the most about our events is I'll have the audience stand and share things. And because I really believe you have to socialize learning. If you don't socialize learning, it doesn't stick. You don't get the mortar that is perspective of other people. And so even your own ideas kind of come, you know, in one ear, out the other for yourself until you talk things through with people. So what I do, and most of my friends and family don't know I do this, so if you're watching, this is what's been going on. I score myself with you. So I ask my family or my friends or my wife or my team or the people around me questions. How am I doing in this area? Are we moving towards this? Do you need anything in this? And I'm socializing to try and see, am I on track with them, especially in the roles, right? Especially in the roles. So I'm consistently asking, am I doing a good job in each of these roles? And the truth is, I know most of the time I'm not. And that doesn't make me feel guilty or bad because I approach this entire thing as an opportunity to keep learning. I'm not consistently a 10 in every area of these measures, despite people thinking I'm some kind of like superhuman sometimes in the comments. I'm like, I'm a regular, fallible, weird dude, okay? But, so 10 is not my thing. And I score myself hard. I'm difficult on myself. You know, for me, usually, if I'm at a 7, I feel like, good job, Brendan. Nice work this week, okay? Because I was a C student in school, so 7s mean something to me. But it's important for you to score yourself and then ask someone. Go ahead and have the guts to ask your spouse, honey, How am I doing as a husband, as a wife? To have the guts to ask the team or the people you serve, how am I doing for you guys? You okay? Do you need anything? Have the guts to ask those questions, even when you know you are in that week, maybe insufficient, ineffective, not around. Like, it happens. It's totally okay. Don't beat yourself up, but always score yourself, okay? Always score yourself. Because with more scoring will come more self-awareness. And again, that's how we're going to get you to a higher level of greatness. Let the scores tell you where to improve and set goals. This is important. So most people, I really feel like because they're not doing a review and they're not scoring themselves, that they don't know where to really improve in their life. Right? They say, Brendan, I want to be more successful. I say, great. What should you improve? And they're like, my finances? I'm like, really targeted, buddy. Where should you improve? And it's a challenge for people. I see it all the time. They don't know where to improve their life. They just know they're restless, they're frustrated, they're fearful, they're upset, or they just see there's a higher opportunity, so they're in transition.
and they know they have a bigger goal or they have this new thing they want to do, but yet they're lacking an area to focus on in their own personal improvement. It's really hard to dial in your personal improvement if you're not scoring yourself consistently in different areas. It really is. Because here's what the thing is. You're throwing Hail Marys. You're making broad generalizations based on a current feeling versus a pattern of scores. Once you have a pattern of scores, it becomes very clear where to improve. It becomes very clear of what goals. Because people will say, I don't know how to set goals. I said, well, of course you don't know how to set goals. No one can just sit in an empty vacuum of life and set goals. The goals have to be driven on your performance reviews. Where have you been? Where do you want to go? And the goals live in the middle of that. Okay? So that's a huge one. If you're feeling like, I don't know where to focus on in my life right now, I bet it's because you haven't been measuring these things enough. That's all. And that's not saying flippantly, it's just that I spend my life helping people improve their performance, and we can't do it unless we're measuring these things. Let the scores direct what you listen to, read, consume, and learn. I get this all the time on the road now. Brendan, what podcast should I listen to? And I got like, oh my gosh. I don't know, what are you interested in? I mean, it's such a lame question. What's a good question is, Brendan, I noticed last week that I was really struggling with focus. Like I just was all over the place, I was very distracted, and I made it a goal to be more focused. What podcast should I listen to? That's an intelligent approach to personal development. Like unintelligent is like, what books should I read? What do you want to do? What are your goals? Where are you struggling? Where are you trying to improve? So people ask me, Brendan, who do you follow? What do you listen to? What do you read? And my answer is always, depends on what I'm working on that week. And so that means I consume where I'm in usually a place of lack in my roles, goals, or performance drivers. Meaning my consumption is based on learning outcomes. I want to learn to get better here, here, and here. So where I'm scoring the lowest here, that's where I'm going to consume that week. Now, some people say, well, Brendan, focus on your strengths, man. I'm like, well, these are all strengths at some point for all of us. Don't worry about strengths or weaknesses. Focus on the score. That's all. Because the score that week might not be a weakness. It might be you are doing other stuff that week. It's not like a weakness, not like you're incapable or you're a bad person. It just means that thing fell a little lower on the priority sheet that week. And now maybe we can look at it and see, oh, for the last 6 weeks, I've been scoring low as a son. Okay, got it. I didn't recognize that pattern until just now. Let me now see how could I get better at that. Does that make sense? So you're using your scores to actually set not only your goals, but also your learning outcomes. Like, what do you want to learn how to do? So I might call my mom and say, hey, mom, how could I be a better son? That's my learning for the week. And that learning is based on my scores. Does that make sense? It's kind of how, if you ever heard me use the term dialed in, like it's how I've dialed it in my life. It's why people, you know, who I really feel like they struggle with balance or harmony in their life, it's not because they're a bad person or they're dumb or they're, you know, narcissistic or obtuse. It's because they're just not looking at the big picture often enough to really know where they're at. So they've really lost balance or harmony or focus in areas that are important to them. Now, of course, we can't do it all. And that's an important message I think I always have to share. But by doing this, I've gotten better over the years. That's it. I'm very confident in saying I've grown every single year for 20 years, significantly, but also strategically. And I think that's what gives me the edge. It's not in my industry, I'm the best at what I do. It's not in the industry, I'm maybe the smartest. But I would say one thing that's helped me is I've evolved faster. And I've evolved faster because I was very strategic about what I wanted to learn and grow into. And I know this sounds so basic, but it's just how, it's kind of stunning to me that people don't look at this stuff every week. Now, you might not have to do this the way that I do it. All I would suggest to you is you need a personal practice every week. And give yourself the gift of having that every week, blocking it out, keeping it in a separate journal so you can find it, versus like, where'd I keep that journal about, you know, the grocery shopping list? No, in one journal.
and then look at it every week, and then get strategic of where you need to improve and where you need to focus each week. And I promise, over a period of time, you'll kind of do what my new favorite phrase is, weaponize. You know, you'll learn to weaponize different parts of your life because you'll know where you're at. At any given time, I'm pretty confident and clear about where I'm strong each week and where I'm dogging it. That's only because it's practice. Setting and achieving unrealistic goals. I love this one because my first lesson is this. Forget realistic. I'm not worried about realistic. I've never been worried about realistic. And anytime someone told me be realistic in life, I said be more courageous right back to them. So focus on instead, what's the ambition or desire you have? Then developing the competency so that you can earn it and get it and live into it. And third, your network, meaning your environment, meaning your networking, meaning the people around you. I'm never worried. When someone says, Brendan, I have a goal to be just like you in 6 months, I'm like, cool, maybe they can. And if you don't believe it, I mean, look at the rise of some people in our industry who have a, you know, they'll drop a book or their YouTube channel will blow up or their Facebook page will blow up. And it's like everyone says, that person came out of nowhere. I say, no, that person came right out of intention and hard work. And so for me, I don't worry about realistic. If you got a goal and your heart is there and your mind is there, don't let anyone tell you about what's realistic. Let your results tell you about what's probable. Think about, okay, I've worked at this. I'm clear about what I want. I've developed the skills and the knowledge I need. I've put myself in a network where that could possibly happen by networking with other people who've done it and learning from them or hiring or having support. And then see, okay, after a year of hard struggle, after 2 years of really giving, after 3 years of pushing, after 5 years of dedication and discipline and fire, now let that 5 years tell you what's realistic. Don't let the first five people you meet and you share your goals with tell you what's realistic, because they're all gonna be like, well, who do you think you are? You need to determine what's probable after 5 years of effort. Before that, you're guessing or you're quitting or you're delaying or you're distracted or you're full of crap. That's the only way we can say it. If it's a real, and remember, we're talking about unrealistic stuff here. This is not like basic goal setting. If you're telling me, Brendan, it's crazy. I'm like, great. I mean, I think about Elon Musk and how crazy he was to start SpaceX and try to launch personal spacecraft and rockets into the air. It was terrible. You know, it was a disaster. The first one went up, boom, blew up. Second one, blew up. Third one, blew up. Fourth one, thank God, it finally worked. Now, every single step of the way, people were saying, you were crazy, this is unrealistic, you can't do that, you're not NASA. But he let the years of effort ultimately prove it. Now, if he had failed five more times, he would have moved on to something else. But he let the work happen. He trusted that each failure was a learning point and a development point. And so don't worry about realistic anymore. So if you've got someone saying you're stupid, or who do you think you are, you're unrealistic, you need to turn your ears off and put them back to the grindstone and focus.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. HBX.com. You'll find HBX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com.
If it's unrealistic, then work in what we call step-ups. I'm sure you've heard this phrase before. A step-up is, okay, start with a really small goal. Like, if you have a big vision and it's unrealistic, break it all down to the easiest moving components and work those easy ones, then step up to the next level of difficulty, then step up to the next level of difficulty. Let me give you an example. Our first live broadcast, we weren't trying to do 4 live broadcasts in one day, like I'll do today. I'll do 4 separate 1-hour live casts today. That was not something that I was doing, you know, even 2 years ago, right? We worked our way up. We stepped up. Then we stepped up the gear. Then we stepped up the team. Right behind this camera, you guys can't see it. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people, when it used to just be either me or me and Travis, right? And now, so I'm stepping it up. And that's how you do the unrealistic stuff. When you start setting those bigger goals, like, don't feel like you need to, you know, eat that whole whale all at once. You know, work those little things, nibble at it, work, nibble, get better and better and stronger and stronger. Next up, plot your 5 major moves, then work backwards and set deadlines. I think that one of the big compliments I've gotten off of High Performance Habits so far, there's a chapter in here on productivity. It's going to shake you up. It's and one of the things of the practices is knowing your 5 moves. I talked about that earlier. Knowing the 5 moves to achieve anything, but once you know the 5 moves, breaking it back down to deadlines. So move number 1, what would the first major move be to accomplish something? What's the first major move? Break that down into steps, tasks, activities, and deadlines. Do that, then step up to major move number 2. All right? Then step up to major move number 3, step up to major move number 4, step up to major move number 5. And that's where everything starts shifting. I've done that with books. I've done that with courses. I've done that with clients. I've done that with brand building. I've done that with investments. That 5 major move mentality has been everything for me. If a person can't break down the 5 moves of what they're trying to do, I know they don't know what they are trying to do. You have to go all in with your learning. If you tell me, Brendan, I have an unrealistic goal, go all in with your learning. I'll give you an example from my career. When I decided to be a book author, and I decided I was gonna be a writer and I was gonna leave my job, my corporate job at Accenture, and I said, I'm gonna go out on my own, write books. And I was terrified. I went all in my learning. In my case, what that meant was there was one major conference coming up. I don't know if you remember, it was back then, it was Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen were doing a seminar called Mega Book Empire. And it was coming up and it was like $3,000 a ticket. And I did not have that much money anywhere. I was just kind of getting warmed up into what I wanted to do it with my entire life. And I put half on my credit card and my dad put the other half on his credit card. And I went down to Los Angeles where that seminar was. And I was easily, if I wasn't the youngest guy there, I was in that, you know, top 1% of the youngest people in that room. There's like 2,000 people there. And I was young and I was scared. And I was all in, baby. If you have an unrealistic goal, you gotta put the chips in on your learning. I'm not saying bet the farm on the idea. I'm not saying give all your money to start up. I'm saying your whole commitment in learning must shift entirely to you being able to learn this stuff. Stop consuming random YouTube videos, only consume instructional videos. Stop reading random fiction books. Only read books related to what you are trying to accomplish. Like, you need all 100% of your focus, mental power in the learning department must go in towards this goal. Because if you're calling unrealistic, You'd better increase competency and you'd better do it fast.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brandon Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.